the present. Tomorrow was Belinda's mummy's birthday. For a whole week before, Belinda had been trying to think of what to buy her. Most of the things in the shop cost so much money, Belinda could not afford them. So she spent a lot of time walking up and down in front of the shops, looking in the windows. There was a lovely yellow scarf in one shop, and Belinda had just about enough money. But it was the beginning of summer, and her mother never wore a scarf in the summer. I bet you don't either, do you? There was also a beautiful coffee cup with fine patterns and coffee written in gold across the middle. Just as Belinda was about to buy it, she suddenly realised she was being very silly. Her mother did not drink coffee. In another shop was a wonderful pair of slippers with a bright gold buckle on the toes. But she did not buy them in the end. Looking in her mother's wardrobe, she counted 4 pairs of slippers belonging to her mother already. There was, of course, soap. Soap that when you smelt it made you feel so good, and soap that when you smelt it made you feel so clean. But not only did her mother have lots of soap, Belinda remembered her mother had received lots of boxes of soap for Christmas. But Belinda was getting more and more worried as the days passed and her mother's birthday got nearer and nearer, and she still had not found a present. Her brother suggested she bought her mother a nice big hammer. Belinda looked at him in disgust. Mummies don't use hammers, ever. I do, cried her brother. Yes, snorted Belinda, but it's not your birthday. The next day, she went to the shops again, feeling very nervous because today was the last day before her mother's birthday. She just had to find a present. But it was the same as before. Either the present was too expensive or her mother already had one. The last shop in the street was the chemist's. She stopped by the window, but she didn't think she would be very lucky. Chemists sold medicines and pills, and you didn't give your mother a medicine or pills for her birthday. Suddenly, her eyes opened wide. In the middle of the window was a huge bottle of perfume. Mummies love perfume. What a grand idea. Eagerly, she pushed open the door and went up to a nice, kindly-looking woman behind the counter. Please, how much is that bottle of perfume in the window? When the woman told her, her mouth dropped open with shock. If you knew the price of that perfume, your mouth would drop open with shock as well. But then Belinda started to cry. Big tears rolled down her cheeks and splashed to the floor. Whatever is the matter? Asked the kindly lady. Belinda explained about the present for her mother and how she had been able to find one. You know, said the kindly lady, there are smaller bottles of perfume that are much, much cheaper than the one in the window. But even when the lady showed Belinda the smallest, and it was really, really tiny, she did not have enough money to buy it. You're a nice little girl, and I'm sure your mummy would love this perfume, smiled the kindly lady. So give me all the money you have, and you can have the perfume. Belinda was thrilled. At last, she had her mother's present. Holding the perfume tightly, she ran back home, up the stairs, and quickly shut her bedroom door before her mother could see the perfume. Bending down, she carefully slipped the bottle under her bed, and that night could hardly sleep with excitement. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. The whole family were singing to the mother, and when they had finished, they all gave the mother their presents. Belinda rushed upstairs, bent under her bed to get the little bottle of perfume. Her hand found nothing. Quickly, she wriggled under the bed and searched, but the bottle had gone. Belinda, her mother was calling her to join the party. Belinda sat on her bed in panic. She did not have the present for her mother. Belinda, now her father was calling her. The tears started again. great big ones rolling down her cheeks and wetting the knees on her jeans. What on earth is the matter? Her mother was in the doorway, shocked to see her daughter sobbing on the bed. With great long sobs, Belinda explained what had happened and why she did not have a present for her mother. But the bottle must still be there. Her mummy got down on her hands and knees and stuck her head under the bed. "Well, that is a mystery," said Belinda's father. He had come upstairs and lifted Belinda's bed right up off the floor so they could all see beneath it. But the bottle of perfume had vanished. For a whole week, Belinda was upset, and even Amanda, the family's cleaning lady, who was a special friend of Belinda, could not console her. "It's not the end of the world," shouted Amanda, over the noise from a Hoover that she was pushing across the carpet. "You can give your mother a double present next year." That was true, but it did not make Belinda feel very much better. "What is that gorgeous smell?" Belinda's mother had come into the room with her nose in the air as she sniffed. It was true. The room was full of a beautiful perfume. "It's strange you should say that, but everywhere I hoover, it smells just lovely," shouted Amanda. "That smell," Belinda whooped, "that is the smell of the perfume I bought you for your birthday, Mummy." The beautiful scent wrapped itself around the room, making everyone feel happy, even Belinda. Belinda's mother was looking at the hoover. "Did you hoover Belinda's room last week?" she asked. "Of course," replied Amanda. "And did you hoover under the bed?" "I always do." Amanda switched the hoover off because they were talking. Belinda's mother quickly opened the hoover. Amanda and Belinda peered inside. There, in the bottom, were the broken remains of a bottle. A bottle of perfume. Belinda's bottle of perfume. How Belinda started to howl and cry. "You hoovered up my mummy's present. You ruined everything." Throwing herself on her bed, she buried her face in the pillow and sobbed loudly. Amanda looked terribly worried. She would not upset Belinda for the world. "It's better this way." Belinda stopped crying and looked at her mother. Amanda stopped worrying and looked at Belinda's mother. "Now, every time Amanda hoovers, we will all have a lovely smell in the house." For a moment, Belinda thought about what her mother had said. "And every time we use the hoover," Belinda's mother smiled, "I shall think of you." Then, for the first time for a week, a smile lit up Belinda's face.